All right, class. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your spirit will reveal to us the works that you've called us to. We thank you for this class. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. We will yield to the Holy Spirit in teaching these ministerial classes. I'm apostolically, the Lord Spirit is working with me in various ways. I've started out with two different subjects on you. I'm led now to teach you how to develop unlimited ministry. How to develop unlimited ministry. And I want you to set your ministry in the assets of Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Set your ministry in the asset of Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. In other words, I have come to the point that I'm operating in an unlimited ministry in every aspect. So therefore, I want you to be able to know what way the Spirit led me, and it's about a route of faith. I want to read an Amplified Bible, these first six verses in Hebrews chapter 11 in the Amplified Bible. It said, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. Listen very carefully now. Being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Very important. Most intellectual, you will not be able to run a flow in the vision or the ministry God has called you to. Faith is the primary key to everything that is in the kingdom. Everything that is in ministry, everything that is in God is traveling through the avenue of faith. The second verse in the Amplified Bible, I want you to read it. Verse 2, for by faith, trust in holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. Listen at verse 3 now. By faith, we understand that the world during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Now, I can tell you in the success that I'm having in ministry, you can't see it intellectually, you can't see it visible. Now, I got evidence in my ministry that, but faith did it all. In verse 4, prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought good God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain because of what was testified of him, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and in right standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, yet through the incident, he's still speaking. Now, these six verses are so important for the foundation of unlimited ministry. I want to get them into you because verse 5 says, because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred into heaven so that he did not have a glimpse of death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimonies still on record that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. Now, verse 6, Amplified. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whosoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the reward of those who honestly and diligently seek him out. Now, in dealing with how to develop unlimited ministry, the first 12 things I'm going to say are so important. I've used them and they work exactly as the word said they are. Faith is a spiritual force which opens humanity to a world of unlimited possibilities. I want you to get that. Faith is that spiritual force which opened humanity to a world of unlimited possibilities. So here we began to share with you how to open your ministry to unlimited possibilities by faith. Men have tried to complicate it with different principles, different theological concepts, but it's all boiled down to knowing how to operate in faith. Listen to the second statement now. I hope you got the first statement. You know, faith is a spiritual force. Now, the second statement is, faith is a world of no limit. Faith is a world of no limit. If you can believe, all things are possible. Faith is a world of unlimited. Now get that. Now we talk about unlimited ministry, and we talk about unlimited ministry through the avenue of the spiritual force of faith. Faith is a world of no limit. If you can believe, listen, all things are possible. If you can believe. Now listen to this third thing, class. I want you to get it. Faith is living in a spiritual world of no limit. Faith is living in a spirit world of no limit. Now, you see me repeating myself, but that's what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is about, the synoptic gospel. You have to say it, and draw from it, and pull from it. Now, no matter what you do, listen to this statement. No matter what you try to do in ministry, what kind of building you build, who you connected with, or however, the word however, it takes faith to get God on the line. So no matter what you do, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much you pray, it still takes faith to get God on the line. And you want God on the line because a lot of time, most of the time, you don't know what to do. Here's another powerful insight, class. Everything answers to faith, and faith answers to God. Everything answers to faith, and faith answers to God. Powerful thought there, you know, because there's faith, all the blessings, all the covenant, all the direction of God is based on you operating in faith. So I want you to get this statement again. Everything answers to faith. In other words, all the promises, all the supernatural, all the things of the Spirit, all the things of the Word of God answers to faith. Sometimes what happened is the simplicity of the gospel is voided out by a complication of different theories and different ways of doing things when it all boils down to operating in faith. Simplicity of the gospel. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. So I want you to remember in your ministry, no matter what the assignment is, everything answered by faith. And faith answers to God. Very powerful. Number six, faith is the most potent force in the whole universe. It is the key to everything in the kingdom. It is the key to, as a matter of fact, I'm going to preach probably Sunday on faith is the key to everything in the kingdom. It is so powerful. It's Hebrews 11:6, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God, listen, but believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So actually, faith is always seeking God. Faith is always seeking the kingdom of God in Matthew 6:33. Now, here's number eight. Well, number seven. If there's anything to know and understand, It is the subject of faith. And that's what I'm laying out to you. That's what I'm laying out to you with almost five decades of ministry. It all boils down to faith, no matter what revelation you got. Number eight, faith is an all-important subject. Listen, listen. It holds the key that opens impossible doors. Notice what I didn't say. It holds the keys. Faith is a single key that unlocks any spiritual transaction, any spiritual level, any spiritual door, any manifestation, any demonstration. In order to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, you've got to have a certain level of faith. So I think I want you, class, to meditate this and saturate this in your heart. Faith is an all-important subject. It holds the key that opens impossible doors. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. Now, I want you to note, here's an illustration from John 11 and 40, when them two sisters, brothers had died. Faith talking to us. Now, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. But Jesus came on the scene and said to his sister Martha, watch what he said to her now. Said, I not unto thee that if thou wouldest, I say unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. John 11, 40. You see, the glory of God is manifested. I think I taught you the three aspects of ministry is faith, the anointing, and the glory. Those three. And they work from one to the other. Faith got to begin everything. And then you move into the anointing. And then when the glory comes, miracles, signs, and wonders come to back faith up. That glory is the very presence of God. So he said to her, that if thou would believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. So in your believing in your ministry, you'll have the opportunity to see the glory of God. Are you following me? Now listen, Glad. This is more powerful because now you've got the key to all impossible doors. You have the key to all unlimitedness in ministry. Your ministry can't be limited by faith. See, the simplicity, and I want to use another word because it's the only word I can think of. The simplicity and the surplus of faith is one thing. Faith supplies all of God. I like that. Faith supplies all of God. Faith supplies all of Jesus. Faith supplies all of the Holy Spirit. Faith supplies all manifestation. Faith supplies all demonstration. Faith supplies all miracles, signs, and wonders. They all have to come through that key or that street called faith. And I know that here in this school, if we can train you from that perspective, when you go out on your field to do your ministry, I don't have to be concerned about you. You know what to do. But you got to believe. The enemy that the world has not yet found a solution is called death. But faith has a solution to it. And we saw it in Lazarus' story. In John 11. That is what qualifies faith to be called the most potent force in the whole universe. It even has power over death. That is why this fundamental subject is an all-important subject to everyone in the kingdom of God. I mean, it's a subject. Let's go to look at Acts 6 and 7. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests, watch, were obedient to the faith. Open your Bible there. Open the 6 and 7. I want you to see that. See, faith, obedient to the faith. Oh, my God, I can talk on that for months. obedient to the faith. In other words, you're going to have to become obedient to the faith because your intellect gonna flip out some things in ministry that God tell you to do it that way, and intellectually and psychologically, or in your psyche, you think in your mental realm, man, it don't even make sense. Faith does not make sense. Faith is not designed to make sense. Faith is designed to cause things to happen. So the being obedient to the faith, you be a priest. You got to be a priest obedient to the faith if you want a, watch the word come out of my mouth now, a sweatless ministry. A sweatless ministry, a ministry that don't never have to go into fear, never have to go into worry, never have to go into anxiety. And take note of these things because I'm talking from revelation and experience and evidence. All right? Listen very carefully. The entire Christian experience is summarized as the faith. As the faith. All right? Now, what we're doing is we're looking at what faith is and what it takes to operate in the spirit of faith. It's the 2 Corinthians, put that down, 4 and 13. What it is to operate in the spirit of faith, and we're getting that deeper in the days to come. All right, class. Let's see where I want to go now. Faith, let's go to faith and your vision, because I was supposed to teach on vision, and I'll get back to teach you about vision, what vision is and what vision is not. But the Lord kept leading me to teach from this perspective, so here we are. Faith and your vision. Any assignment you have that is void of faith is headed for a crash. So don't get out there and see a lot of other stuff other people doing. I was talking to my wife and my oldest son this morning. We were discussing the word, and the Lord showed me a revelation. He said to me, I guide you step by step, not skip by skip. He don't want you skipping anything. Step by step. The Bible said the step of a good man, the steps, one step at a time, class. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord and delighted in his way. That is so important. If your whole semester in this school to learn that one thing from the Holy Ghost, that is step by step, it's not skip by skip. So you can't skip nothing. You got to stay in a normal pattern. It may look like it's not working, but your faith, let your faith talk to you, because faith can't fail. All right? Let me give it to you again, because I've seen this crash in ministries over the years. I've seen ministries crash. Any assignment you have that is void of faith, it is headed for a crash. Notice in Matthew 9:29, I want you to catch this. In Matthew 9:29, while we're there, I want you to know Ephesians 3:20 can't work without faith. Now unto him that's able to exceed, you got to have faith. In Matthew 9:29, then touch he their eyes, saying, here's a bold, powerful statement with simplicity. According to your faith, be it unto you. You heard that? According to your faith, be it unto you. So here's what I'm saying. No matter who you are, Fred Price, Oyedepu, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, no matter who you are, you cannot operate without faith. The measure of these men's ministry is they had to operate by faith, and they had to operate step by step. Sometimes we see the glory, and we don't see the approach to the glory. And I want you to be a student, not to be discouraged when it seems like overnight or even over years things are not working as you thought they should work. Step by step, patient, trust God. and he'll bring it to pass. Everyone's result in the pursuit of their heavenly vision is a function of faith at work in them. So faith is it. If you don't have faith, ministry, for instance, will be a struggle. I'm going to read this again because I want you to get it. He said, be it to you according to your faith, be it to you. Everyone results in the pursuit of their heavenly vision is a function of faith at work in them. So, faith it is. If you don't have faith, ministry, for instance, will be a struggle. Now let's look at another scripture in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. See, that's faith waiting on instruction. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that it may be run, that we may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak. And learn, at the end it shall speak. Keep faith and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Last verse, I'm going to read it again. Behold, his soul. You see, you can't afford to let nothing, no information, no connection, no one, no manifestation get your soul lifted up. The just, you got to keep living by faith. The reason God ministry is progressive, and the reason you can't go straight to the top, you have to learn how to trust God in different steps. I wouldn't want to be where I am now in ministry, flourishing ministry, everything blessed, and didn't know the wisdom of God. You know, the Bible said over in the book of Ecclesiastes, money's a defense, but it said wisdom is a defense. So you have to have, when a ministry began to take off, I got partners all over the world of all race, all creed, all walks of life who love me. I'm getting letters from them. But I know it's for the glory of God. And I know that faith, the anointing, and the glory is working together. And I know I have to stay in faith. And I have to always, remember this, always recognize that Jesus is the star. You not the star. I'm not the star. Fred Price not the star. I'm just calling a few names. I never call a name, but these are great men who helped me along the line. Jesus is the star. Always keep him as Lord of what you're aiming to do in ministry. No matter what you know, no matter what you find out, no matter who you talk to. And so I get a chance to say a few things about vision as we talk about faith. Vision defines your mission, your destination, and God's purpose for your life. While dedication sets the pace for how far you can ever go, but it is faith that powers you for accomplishment from one phase of your assignment to the other. Very important, Clad, very important. I need to read that again because I want you to grasp that. Vision defines your mission. So you got to have a vision, your destination, and God's purpose for your life. While dedication set the pace for how far you can ever go. So you got vision, you got dedication. But it is faith. Faith got to take over, you see. But it's faith that powers you for accomplishment from one phase of your assignment to the other. There's in Hebrews 11 and 2 now. Hebrews 11 and 2, put that in your note. Say it. For by it, faith, the elders obtain a good report. See, Hebrews 11 and 2. That's powerful to let you know whatever they did. I don't know how miraculous it is. David killed Goliath. No matter how miraculous it is, when David faced Goliath, you can look at the story. David had to have faith. When Moses faced the Red Sea, Moses had to be operating by faith, no matter how many accolades they had. When Joshua marched around the Jericho wall, they had to have faith. Every function in the Word of God, every function in the spirit world functioned by faith. So what happened in ministry? Let me talk to you. What happened in ministry? You start out, God give you a vision, you're dedicated, and you try to accomplish it by a different thing. But it only can be accomplished by faith. I went through that trickery. I saw it. I saw all those things as I was coming up the ladder step by step. You cannot climb Jacob's ladder by skipping prongs on the ladder. You got to hit every prong, because every prong on the ladder, every step on the ladder, has a lesson to learn and a revelation to be given, and it enlarge or expand or increase your faith. But class, what I'm telling you, I believe the Lord led me to this to be a blessing to you. I want you to always, no matter how God use you, I want you to always think about it, that bottom line is faith is the key to everything in the kingdom. I love that. And then, so now you don't have to reach out and have 95 things going on. Just make sure your faith working. So you got your vision, you got your mission, you got your destination, you got your purpose, you got your dedication, but it's faith that powers you for accomplishment from one phase of your assignment to the other. For by it, faith, the elders obtain a good report. There's a psalm, word in the psalm called Salah. That means pause. Think about that. That is very important. Anything that you have now, class, that is not working, and you're trying to use a whole lot of scriptures and a whole lot, back and see where your faith is. Because your faith should produce, the word of God should produce spirit and life in your faith. And when that happens, you're unlimited, you're unstoppable, you're unquenchable, you're unshakable. So I want you to get a hold of that. This is what this school is all about, is to train you how to have effective, successful, watch this next word, sweatless ministry. Sweatless. I just stand around with ministers and not belittle anybody. They're going through stuff. Sweatless. Yes, stuff was going on, but you have to use faith and keep walking, keep living holy, keep doing what's right. God always will bring you out. All right? Put this in your note. In John 6:28, they asked Jesus, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Let's see what Jesus' answer is in verse 29. Jesus answered, saying to them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." See, that's the work of God. It's ball on in one answer. Have faith in him who called you. Have faith. That's it. And the rest are going to come. The gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, manifestation, demonstration, evidence, mirror, all is going to come. But it all boiled down to that one key. See, and that's what I think you in the school about, to learn the one key that opened everything in the kingdom. I want to shout right now, hallelujah! The one key that opened everything in the kingdom. This is the matter. Faith is the master key that get the job done. Every calling, listen, remain a burden until faith come alive in the call. Ministry remain barren without faith. Faith is vital in your vision, because without it, you can't get God to, oh my. Without it, you can't get God to perform. That's what I like about Abraham. Abraham came in Romans 4 with an impossible situation. But he said Abraham was not weak in faith, Romans 4, but strong in faith, giving glory to God, and was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he also was able to perform. Now that verse, I think it's Romans 4:21 or 4:22. Listen, that verse almost shut our class down. Because here Abraham got a situation, his wife old, you know the story, and they say he's gonna have a baby. He had to drop natural hope, pick up supernatural hope. Because the hope that the Bible talk about is not natural hope. It's the hope of Romans 5:5. See, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. All right? You gotta have hope in your inner man, hope in your soul, and you let that faith come in your soul to make the transaction from your spirit. So, class, I'm gonna go 9 more minutes. I'm looking at the clock. And so I hope you wrapping this around your heart, around your brain, around your hand, around your eyes, everything about you, that you understand that it's very simple, it's not complicated. We don't have 95 things to turn to. There's one key. It's one key that unlocked the kingdom, unlocked vision, unlocked ministry, cause our ministry to be unlimited and not barren. Okay? All right? Faith, so let me go over some things. Faith is vital in your vision, because without it, you can't get God to perform. What? So your vision remain barren, unfruitful, and unproductive. 3 words: barren, unfruitful, and unproductive. That's why God put you in this apostolic school with apostolic instructors, that you will not go barren, you will not be unfruitful, you will not be unproductive. One step at a time. Now listen. Preaching, teaching. Listen, the word of God is delivered by faith. It is faith that get the job done. Not strength, effort, or sweat. You got it? Not strength, effort, or sweat. It's faith. Listen, minus faith, almost got to go word for word, you are a failure about to happen. Without faith, you are a failure about to happen. And that's not going to happen to you. Right? Faith is the vital link between the called and the caller. The caller is God. And there I told you the first 6 verses. I want you to go over them, meditate them, Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Because I believe that's ministry held in simplicity and power. The Lord really dealt with me this morning about that. Hebrews 11 and 6. It's telling you, I got a glimpse. It's telling you everything you need to know. Everything you need to know. It give you an example. The third verse talking about framing. I wrote a book on that, Framing Your World with the Word of God. As they say, the world is framed. We know the things that appear to know. So intellectual, technology, science, none of it can come up on the level with faith. None of it. But it's so visible. Now faith is some of the things hope for and everything not seen. See, you're dealing in, remember in ministry, you're dealing in a higher grade or a different level. 1 Corinthians 2 points some things out to the eyes have not seen, nor you heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things that God had prepared for them that love him. Then you jump over to Romans 8:28, it says all things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Then you go to Matthew 22, in the 27th verse, it says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Then it says this thing, all the laws and all the prophet hangs on that. Now the engine, I'm attending to the engine for all of this is faith. Faith is the engine in the spirit world. It is the very thing that connect me with Jesus, connect me with the throne of God, connect me with the Holy Spirit, put my feeling in place, hallelujah. Put fear in place, hallelujah. Put fake things, F-A-K-E, fake things in their place, because you're going to have to deal with a lot of that. And then I cannot operate by F-A-T-E. I can't operate by how things came out. Now I got to take F-A-I-T-H and change it supernaturally into what God wanted to be. Remember that. Your F-A-T-E does not determine how you're going to come out. Your F-A-I-T-H determines how you're going to come out. Claire, this is powerful. I'm going to find a closing place here. I guess this next statement will, the word of God is delivered by faith. Minus faith, you are a failure about to happen. What? Faith is the vital link between God, the call, and the caller. I read that to you. Now watch this next statement. When faith is out of place, there's no connection. Yeah, but we sung five songs, I know. And I read five poems, I know. 16 chapters, I know. But when faith is out of place, there's no, see, God cannot operate out of the arena, out of the atmosphere of faith, because if you don't trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, acknowledging all your ways, he cannot direct your path. So if we get on a sense realm, we get on a psychological realm, we get on a feeling realm, well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, it's always by faith, so you can keep your trust in God and not ever depend on yourself or to depend on men or to depend on someone around you. Always pause. Sit down. Read the word. Meditate. And whatever you're dealing with right now in your life, I want to build your life right now. Your students, some of you all I have never met, but I want you to know right now, if you're dealing with some things in these school sessions, we're going to deal with them. Just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. For this night, your life has been changed. You know there's one key. Out of all the keys, you know, up on this rock, I build my church, the gates of hell shall not prevail from it. And then he said, I'll give you the key. All the keys operate by the key of faith. And so it is so important, so important. And I think I cannot, when faith is out of place, there's no connection. Repeat that. When faith is out of place, there's no connection. And then I'll make this last statement in this class. Faith is the currency that God placed in my hand to fulfill the mandate he gave me. Keep it simple, Claire. Faith is the currency. In other words, faith buys anything that I need. Faith pay for it. Faith is cash in the spirit world. And so I want you to have that. And next class, we'll take this up. I love you so much. Go over this class, meditate those statements as well as verses, and I'll see your ministry is real solid. See you next class.